So we were talking about championship mindset, yes. And I've been blessed to be around billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers. But it's the athletes to me. I was an average Division III college football player, and that's probably an exaggeration. But it was the mindset that I learned from being an athlete that helped me with everything else in life. When I fumbled the ball in life, when things weren't going my way, what was it that you learned from sports that has given you that championship mindset that you're utilizing off the field that a lot of athletes don't utilize off the field?
Yeah, I'd say Mike is strong.
Yeah.
it starts even from like high school sports. You know, I played sports in high school. My very first sport was soccer. So my dad is from Ghana, from West Africa. So that's where my name is from, my family's from. And so soccer was my first sport. But I transitioned to American football and then played that in high school and got a scholarship in Berkeley, Go Bears. And each step of the way, each stage, you see the people who have the greatest amount of skill, but also marry that with the mindset and the work ethic, who succeed, right? So some people are born with certain gifts. Like I always say, none of us are born to do real estate. None of us are born to do exactly what we're doing. We might have physical attributes and physical traits that help us do what we're doing. We only have 10 minutes. So I'm going to talk a little about
it. Please.
I don't want to share. We have physical attributes that help us do what we do. But if we can figure out how to take the gifts and the tools that we've learned along the way and apply it to what we're doing, that's where we win. So even people ask, how'd you get into real estate? Well, it wasn't because I was born to do real estate. I never even really thought about real estate growing up. I did play sports. You know, I went to school to go to school. I was a student first. My dad's from West Africa, so I was a student first. You know, and then I realized I did have a shot to make it to the NFL, so I worked extra hard to get there. I got hurt very early on in my career, which a lot of players do. And then I went on and I did acting for 10 years. Actually, my acting career was more successful than my NFL career, right? But all along the way, you get these tools and you get these gifts and you have these things that you learn that you get to apply to whatever it is that you're doing. Like, how many people got into real estate as their first career? Like, very few, right? Most people are coming to it from another career. And even if you're coming to it as your first career, you're coming with additional experiences that you have. So whether it's like people, you like properties, you like negotiations, you like marketing, all of those things I liked. And I got to apply those in real estate. When people hate their jobs, usually it's a function of not living in their gifts or not operating from their gifts, or they haven't identified in their job the gifts that apply the most. Either that or they hate their boss. Right? That's usually the case, yeah. Right?
So it's interesting because one of the greatest nuggets I got was interviewing Bob Parsons, the CEO of GoDaddy, mm-hmm. founder, $4 billion exit personally. And he said to me, you know, Dave, if you learn to love what you do, it'll tell you all its secrets. Mm-hmm. Not you'll never work a day in your life. And it's those secrets that allow you to level up. You were talking about skills and knowledge. One of the things being on the front office side, the executive side of sports,
right.
is we would always say, I represented Ryan Leaf, who's a good friend of mine. And I always would tell him, dude, your skills and your knowledge are your basement. And your basement is super high.
Yeah.
My basement was down here compared to Ryan Leaf's.
Right.
But what I want you to work on, the championship mindset, is the delta,
right. The
desire.
Right.
And in real estate, why I encourage people to go into real estate, like you said, is there's so many ways to apply your skills and knowledge to real estate to find out where in real estate your skills and knowledge give you the highest basement.
Sure.
But the successful ones, especially now with the challenges that exist in real estate, will have that delta.
I like that. I think metaphorically, I think in analogies and I think in similes, I think about life and our goal in life. It's a copism that I have, right? We have
you know he went to Berkeley now. Google that word.
We have a responsibility during our lifetime to realize all of our God-given gifts and share them with the world, right? It's even what our logo represents for Global Real Estate Development. It's unlocking potential. Unlocking potential in people and unlocking potential in properties. And what happens in life, even after something like this, that Arjun has put together with his family and with his friends and this collective community, is your potential. When you walked in this morning, it was here, and now it's here. And the reason that it's here is because you've gotten additional knowledge, additional resources, ideally additional contacts that can open up additional revenue streams or opportunities or relationships that lead to additional business. So life is a series of your potential increasing and you trying to bridge that gap. You trying to get it, you keep going like this. When you get here, like when you really are staring eye to eye with your full potential, it's time to change careers. But most of us don't reach that point because we jump off too soon. We jump off in markets like this, as a matter of fact, which is why we've seen 28-29% of people have left real estate.
All right.
You know, and I called it a year and a half ago. I was like, everybody's flying high. I said, prepare for landing. Prepare for landing. Like, prepare now. But the great part about that is, like, we landed. We have landed. Wheels are off the plane. Not even ready to take off. But we will take off again. And a lot of people got off who should have gotten off. Right? Because a lot of people jumped into real estate for the wrong reasons. They jumped on the boat with everybody all, the rising tide raises all boats, and it was easy, right? It was easy to surf those waves, and I don't even know how to surf, right? And, I actually know how to surf in real estate, but people were getting into the business, and a lot of people have gotten out, and the people who are going to stay on the plane are going to recalibrate the plane. They're going to figure out where we want to go, right? And then they're going to take off. When the market takes off, we're going to be ready, and we're going to be soaring with the right people on the plane.
And I've seen it over three different generations of this up and down, which always occurs. Now, in the context of community, one of the things I wanted to stress is a community is so important in good times and bad.
Right.
The greatest and most successful people are part of a community of people that help each other and know people that can help each other. That's why I came here, not just to see you, but I know the community that the Dingras, especially Arjun, in this community have created that has more value than the outcomes. And so for you, when you're transitioning from being an athlete into a profession, it took coaches and mentors and teachers in this community. How important is a community like this one in order not only to take off when things get going well, but more importantly, to provide opportunity when we have to be co-creative in order to figure it out?
I think that last word you said, co-creative, is everything, right? We talked about it a little bit last night at the dinner about community and the importance of community. And you know what I said about it was, it's not even just who you're around, but the energy of the people that you're around, right? So we are in a very unique stretch of our industry. We're in a unique stretch of our economy. But this is that time to surround yourself with the right people. You know, there are those people who the glass is half full, some people the glass is half empty. And there's some people you just can't please. They take the water and they pour it out, whether it's happened to you or absolutely. It's like, you know, and then I've been around those people and I eliminate them from my life. And I think that that's also something that we can't be afraid to do, is to eliminate the negative noise, right? As I'm thinking about it, like I spent a lot of years of my life being likable because I love people, and so it's easy for me to like people, and it's burned me in several ways in the real estate industry in L.A. because it's an industry full of sharks, and I'm always trying to collaborate. I literally created a coaching program for agents to co-list with me because I got tired of being a young agent wanting to co-list big opportunity properties only to be pushed to the side and somebody trying to take your client and all that shit. Right?
I'm being a sports agent.
Exactly. I'm like, let me help people co-list. Okay, number one, take all the leads. Let me just explain everything that we do to sell a luxury property, but it's a different ballgame. It's a different ball game. But I think it is critical that you are surrounding yourself with the right people, with the right energy, with the right knowledge, people that are willing to share openly and receive openly. You know, I give a lot of unsolicited advice because if I talk to somebody for 5 minutes, I'm going to have some kind of advice for them. And my wife used to teach me, like, they didn't ask your opinion. Why are you giving your opinion? But I'm wired to unlock potential. And I think part of it was because I came up without mentors. And I was hungry for somebody to tell me, Kofi, you could do this better by doing it this way. Even today, if I'm telling you something that I'm doing and you have advice for me, give me that advice. I walk tall. I'm confident in who I am. I know who I am. And there's a lot of things I could do better. And I think when you are that, like, high D personality, alpha personality, people think you know all your shit. I don't know my shit. I still have a lot to learn. And I think that that's something that communities like this are great for. Where I can talk to you, I can talk to Arjun, I can talk to the other people in the room, and they're gonna share ideas, and they're gonna share them from the right place.
Yeah, and knowing who's sharing and what they know is important, because there are only two type of people. Those who don't know what they don't know, and those who don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Whether they're arrogant or ignorance is the difference between that. Last thing, fear. You've seen it in all the markets, you've seen it on the field and off the field. Mm-hmm. I think everyone needs to have a relationship with fear. For me, it's identifying fear, practicing and seeing the patterns of my ego, how it reacts to the fear, and then not resisting, stopping, breathing, getting to center, and focusing back into the right direction.